This is IGN.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is IGN.
Crash Nitro Kart Game Boy Advance Review by Craig Harris. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Super Mario Kart began what's known as the character go-kart genre in the world of video games. Ever since that game's release more than a decade ago, it's almost been like a development creed for a team stuck with a license. When in doubt, make it a racing game. We've seen these in all shapes and sizes across every video game system, putting a wide variety of characters like Looney Tunes, Rugrats, SpongeBob, Shrek, even video game heroes from Hudson and Konami went four-wheeling at one time or another. As the story goes, the one game that came close to being as good as Nintendo's original kart offering was Naughty Dog's Crash Team Racing, released a half decade ago on the original PlayStation 1. Vivendi Universal obviously wants to return to the success of that game design, especially since Crash is a multi-console hero now. In comes Crash Nitro Kart for the Game Boy Advance, a handheld specific rendition of the racing game released for the Xbox, GameCube, and PS2. In portable form, the developers did a great job on racing design with excellent attention to car handling, challenge, track design, and a ton of racing modes to increase replay. But the graphic engine's habit of continuously slowing down during particularly hectic moments is too prominent to ignore, and is a serious downer to an otherwise great Game Boy Advance kart racer. Features: 11 racers, arcade and adventure modes, link cable support for 4 players, multiple cartridge save, 3 slots, internet rankings at www.vvisions.com, and connectivity with GameCube version. Just like the console versions, the Game Boy Advance rendition of Crash Nitro Kart has been handled by Vicarious Visions, the development team that originally brought the Bandicoot to the handheld in the Big Adventure and Entranced platformers. Though the development studio originally started in the Game Boy market with racing games such as Polaris Snow Cross and Sea-Doo Hydro Cross, this is Vicarious Visions' first Game Boy Advance racer, and the team's first Game Boy Advance design to utilize a Mode 7 engine for the game design. The plot of Crash Nitro Kart puts Crash and crew on a remote planet, where they've been kidnapped by the evil Emperor Velo, forced to race against the alien posse as well as Neo Cortex and his crew of cronies. While players can just jump right in and race the game's circuits in arcade mode, some tracks and racers aren't available until they go through the game's adventure mode. Here, players can either choose the good or bad side from the start. Crash is fighting to save the world, while Neo's got other plans for Earth. Both teams have their own balance of characters and racer abilities, from heavy and fast to light and spry, so there's a kart suited for your specific style of racing. Even though we've played kart racers of varying quality on the Game Boy Advance, Crash Nitro Kart is definitely the one, apart from Mario Kart Super Circuit, that had so much attention paid to its game design. The handling of the cars is really spot on, especially with the power slide in action. And the weaponry is well balanced with a nice assortment of offensive and defensive attacks, most of which are inspired from Mario Kart, just returned to fit the Crash Bandicoot universe. But it's the boost element that really gives Crash Nitro Kart its charm and makes the game feel more its own than simply a Mario Kart clone. In a power slide, the racer quickly builds up a boost meter that must be activated at a specific time. And a successful power slide can give skilled players as many as 3 linked boosts. This is where the champions are made. Without the power slide technique mastered, there's no way you'll be able to become Earth's champion. This mechanic is mapped extremely well to the Game Boy Advance's button limitations. During a power slide, you actually have to release the accelerator and tap that button to activate the Nitro Blasts, It may sound awkward, but once you play it in action, you'll understand just how well it works in Crash Nitro Kart. The Game Boy Advance game goes further by offering additional incentives to continue playing with extremely challenging tasks. To collect CNK tokens in each track, players will have to collect C, N, and K tokens scattered along the track and come in first. Each world also contains a crystal arena that challenges players to collect all the scattered crystals in a set amount of time. Other tracks have a relic race that requires players to race the track under a certain time, smacking into crates that will freeze the clock for the designated time painted on the box. Of course, there's link cable support for four players with a few racing and battle modes in the multiplayer features. And let's not forget the time trial, where players can rank their times up on the Vicarious Visions website through a password system. But with all this implemented, the one factor that brings it all down is a sluggish game engine. As great as the track, character, and weapon graphics are, the game is meant to move at a speedy and smooth clip. And when characters group together on screen, it's almost too much for the system to handle. The game chugs noticeably, and it's not just occasionally either. Anytime there's multiple characters boosting or activating a specific power-up, the engine just slows down. It doesn't happen much, if at all, in time trials or during boss battles, but when most of the game takes place in an 8-character race, it's just unforgivable to have such a fast-paced game slowed down to a crawl in patches during the gameplay. And it definitely affects play during a race, especially when players are used to the timing of the nitro meter during regular non-sluggish play, and must adjust their button presses where the engine bogs down. The verdict. It's a real shame about the slowdown in Crash Nitro Kart for the Game Boy Advance. Without these patches of sluggish action, the game would be a close contender for best kart racer on the handheld. It has it all. Tons of characters and unlockables, great track design, excellent variety in the mission objectives, wonderful handling, multiplayer support, GameCube connectivity, internet rankings, and most importantly, an original and fun racing game mechanic. But it's just too much for the engine to handle. And the gameplay suffers because of it. If you're able to see through these patches, though, there's a lot of fun in Crash Nitro Kart. Crash Nitro Kart gets a good 7.8 out of 10.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.